You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what's happening? Eddie Greer, the third, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily on this midweek, June 9th, 2021, folks. And the only action in town right now, the track and field K-State team will be in action beginning today. And that's going to last through Sunday. Where they're at, you might be asking. Well, they're in Eugene, Oregon. Well, Eugene, Oregon, about to tackle the NCAA championships out there. K-State men and women's track and field teams will conclude an unprecedented season, which they've done so well this year. I mean, we talked about them here and there. We talked about what a couple of those individuals did in the Big 12 NCAAs there, here in Manhattan, taking a couple of titles, the women finishing second while the men finishing fourth in the conference championships there. And now 13 individuals will represent us in Eugene. It start a long tournament Wednesday and through Saturday. That's June. That's today through the 12th. They are 4-day NCAA championship begins today with a full schedule, men's running and field events, including the decathlon. The women will begin their competition tomorrow night, or actually tomorrow, I should say, with their own running events and field as well, along with the conclusion of the decathlon Friday and Saturday, serve as the finals for the men's and women's running events, along with the heptathlon competition as well. 13 individuals for K-State Wildcat Nation. 10 women and 3 men will compete in 11 events. Those events are the women's 100 meters, women's 400 meter hurdles, women's discus, women's hammer throw, women's shot put, men's high jump. You probably know who can guess who that is. Men's javelin, probably know who that is as well. Excuse me, men's and women's long jump, women's triple jump, heptathlon, with the Wildcats having at least 2 individuals competing on each day of the championship meet. And again, like we did the Big 12 tournament for the track, we will do our best to follow what they're doing. This is, again, this is why I created the podcast here, trying to create all K-State things. So definitely, like we did with baseball, we definitely want to keep track with our men and women as they're trying to do their best out there in Eugene throughout the rest of the week, beginning today, and it will conclude on Saturday. Obviously, K-State, I mentioned 2 competitors in each event. Well, K-State will have 2 competitors in each of the women's hammer throw, with a senior, Helen, I'm probably going to butcher her name, Helen Invaskin, and junior Shaylin Ward, and then heptathlon with Ariel Okori and Lauren Taubert. And we mentioned Taubert quite a bit on the podcast there. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat early this morning. While there will be an entry in both the men's and women's long jump, Julaine Walker and Tashia Price, and first ever competitor in the women's 100 meters with the junior Rory Najo as well. I'm doing probably butchered that, but it's okay. There, the Wildcats hold the second longest active streak of sending a heptathlete to the championships at 5 years, dating back, you got to go back to 2015 for that as well. A Wildcat high jumper has now made the NCAA championships in 18 straight seasons, starting back in 03, and it continues to now as well, combining to earn 16 All-Americas as well. And of course, of the 13 individuals competing for K-State, 8 of them will be making their second consecutive trip to the NCAA championships, which will be held for the first time since COVID-19, the pandemic, happened last year. So again, a new normal, once again, starting it back up, once again, settled, competing in the same event. You have in Boston with the women's hammer, junior Taylor Latimer with a shot put, Okori, again, with a heptathlon, Senior Ashley Petir with the discus. Tage Wynn, same car. Men's high jump, keep our eye on Tage Wynn. That is for sure. Tauber, same thing. Those two individuals with the heptathlon, which is going to be starting today. Walker, men's high jump, or not high jump, long jump. While the 8 Price, women's long jump, will return to the championships as an individual after being a part of the 4x1 meter relay team back in 2019 as well. In Voskin, we'll be making her 4th straight trip to the championships, 17, 18, 19, and 21 as well. And then I want to circle back, going back to Tage Wynn, the 2018 NCAA Outdoor National Champion. We'll be making his 3rd straight appearance, going back to 18, 19, 21 as well. He's also achieved first team All-American accolades twice, 18 and 19. That includes a runner-up finish back in 2019 as well as that. So just a tip of the iceberg. I can go on and on here, but I have to get ready to head off for work this morning. So, but we'll definitely keep an eye on all these individuals here as they set their eyes on the NCAA championships for the Cats up in Eugene, Oregon as well. Big day for the podcast as well, y'all. Quarter last night, episode 53 of Triple P. That should be up tonight as well. So be out on the lookout as well. I'm going to leave it here. Enjoy your midweek Wednesday. Eddie Greer III, that's a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Stay tuned for the weekly coming out as well. It's been about 2 weeks since we got one of those out. Recorded one last night. Very excited to have that out for you guys ready to listen. So go Cats. Good luck to the 13 individuals up there. We will definitely keep track to see how they're doing in the NCAA championships in Eugene. Go Cats. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.